Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're learning Siman Shin Nun Ches, Se'ifim Ches and Tes. This is page Reshiyot Beis, Amud Beis. And again, we're continuing to discuss the dinim of a karpev, Shelo Hukaf Ladira, Shelo Hukaf Ladira, where the basic halacha is that if it's Pachos Mi Beis Hasayim and it's surrounded by walls, it doesn't matter whether it's Hukaf Ladira or not, it is totally mutter. But if it's Yoser Mi Beis Hasayim, then only if it's Hukaf Ladira is it going to be mutter. But if it's not Hukaf Ladira, it's going to be Asr. So says the Shulchan Aruch Siv Ches. Let's say you have mechitzos there, and you build mechitzos on top of the mechitzos that you already have there. Meaning the original mechitzos that you have around the karpif that's yosar mi beis hasayim were not hukaf ledira. They were built before the house was built. So those mechitzos aren't going to be good enough. But instead of knocking them down and rebuilding them, you just build mechitzos on top of the mechitzos. So in a mo'il, it doesn't help anything. But if the original mechitzos you built were like the walls of Yericho, and they sunk into the ground, and then you built a mechitza, and then the extensions that you had built on top of those mechitzos is what remained above ground. Then nitar al yadam, then it's going to be good. So at the point that you originally built the extension onto the top of the mechitza, it did nothing, but then it's sunk into the ground, and now it's going to be helpful because now what's sticking above ground are the mechitzos that were actually hukaf ledira. Avol tel yosar misasayim, but if you have a mound that is larger than Sasayim Vasa Mechitzos, Afilos Fasalidira Moil, and you build Mechitzos around the edges of it, that's Lashem Dira, that's going to help. Sorry, Darbavim Mechitzos Ata, because you're living in the Mechitzos that you made right now. Meaning, normally when you have a mound that's 10 Tvachim high and that's Yosem Beis Sasayim, it already has Mechitzos because of the Mechitzos that are what's under your feet when you're standing on the top of that mound. But those mechitzos aren't really they're halachically surrounding you, because we have a concept that once a mechitza is there, we view it as if it goes straight up to the sky, but they're not actually surrounding you. So when you build a mechitza around where you actually are, that's considered to be hukaf ledira, and that will be helpful. Says the Mishabur Sivkat Nun Vav, Eino Mawil, it does not help to just build an extension to heighten your walls, because it doesn't help anything for the carpet. The carpet is already surrounded by mechitzos. But if the original walls get absorbed, swallowed into the ground, it's quicksand, and the original wall is therefore only protruding less than 10 tfachim above the ground, then your extensions are going to help, because those extensions were built to shem dira. It's just that up until this point they weren't able to help, because so long as the original mechitzos were still intact and above ground, your extension wasn't doing anything. But now that the original mechitzos are below ground and they're not helping anymore, so now the extensions that you built are helpful and will be matir the karpif. If you built mechitzos around the tel in order to be able to use the top of that tel, the top of that mound, certainly if you build mechitzos on top of the tel that are not right at the edge of the tel, that are three tefachim inside the tel, that for sure is going to help. But the chiddush over here is that it even helps when you build those mechitzos right at the edge of the tel, that it's moil. Even though the tel itself is 10 tefachim high and therefore it's considered to be surrounded by mechitzos, afal pikein shari, it's still mutter to keep it in a dar lamata ba'omek ela ala tel begova lamayla, because since you don't live inside the dirt of the tel, in the depth of the tel, you live on top of it, the only mechitzos that are really helping you are the mechitzos you built right now on top of the tel. It's the bottom mechitzos that are doing nothing for you. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch means when he says that you are in fact living inside of the mechitzos that you built right now. You don't have to build multiple mechitzos on top of the tel. Just building one mechitza on top of the tel is good enough. You don't have to surround yourself on all sides by mechitzos on top of the tel, because halachically it already is surrounded by mechitzos, and so you just v'shari shalosh mechitzos nachshav al yedei tel gufa shugova asaret tefachim. The rest of the you could build mechitzah on one side, and the other three sides already have mechitzos. Kedal b'siv gimel, because in order to make a mukaf l'dira, you only need to build mechitzah on one side. V'afilu osa mechitzah lo bina sheyaser al pnei kol rochav tel, and even the mechitzah on that one side, you don't need it to be running across the entire width of the tel. El kiven shasa baruch eser matyos. As long as it's a little more than 10 amos, because that's what's required in order to qualify the area inside of a mechitza. As hukaf l'dira, you need to only build 10 amos, a little bit more than 10 amos of it, l'shem dira. Siftas. Karpif yosem yisasayim shukaf l'dira. If you have a large karpif, more than sasayim, that was surrounded by walls, l'shem dira, and then v'nata rubo ilano. So then you plant it mostly with trees. Afilu enim netum shura shura se even if the trees are not in any orderly fashion, they're planted all over the place in haphazardly, it doesn't take away the dira of what's inside those mechitzos. Just because you can't really live where the trees are, so you might think that that makes it that it's not a dira anymore. No, that's fine. Aval im nizra rubo, but if you plant smaller plants throughout all of the area, hazra mivat madira filo in bermel sasayim, then the zra are going to be mevatel the dira, even if the zra'im are less than sasayim, or sasayim or less, the zra'im will be mevatel the dira. Nizra miut, if only a minority of it was planted, im einbo el sasayim mutter, yosim sasayim maser. Then it's going to depend, even though it's only a minority of the karpef, then it's going to depend, is the amount of zriya in there less than sasayim or more than sasayim? If it's sasayim or less, it's going to be mutter. If it's more than sasayim, it's going to be asr. Let's see the Mishmur who explains all of these halachos. V'nata rubo nuadim kula. We said, even if you plant the whole thing with trees, shura shura salamu ravin, you don't plant it in an orderly fashion, it's haphazardly, eina mevat madira. Trees will not be mevat al adira. Why? Davidian shilintoa ilanos b'chatzeros k'dei listof v'petzilan. A tree is something you have in your backyard because you enjoy the shade of a tree. So that doesn't take away the shame dira. Adrab, it enhances your dira abilities in your karpiv. Hazra mivat madira, but zra'im are mivat al adira. De bizaronim lo dairi in shivav legina. You don't live on plants. That's a gina. Vasal taltal af b'shein onizra de batal legabi rubo kazarakula damya. That you're not allowed to be mitaltal even on the area that's not planted, because it becomes batal to the majority which is planted. And we said that that's true. Even afilu ein behem, even if it's only sasayim or less that's planted. Ratzalomer b'shetach makom azria, the amount that's planted ubeis sasayim in utzarach lehekev dira. So the a base sasayim or less does not require a hekev dira. Afilu achi aser to keep the mir patal gaberov harei kilu kulon nizra b'kulo ika yasim beis sasayim. That since the majority of it is planted with these zraim, the minority is batal to the majority. So we view this entire area as if it's one entity, and it's an entity that's majority zraim. So that's considered that yosim beis sasayim. That's not hukaf l'dira. That's not usable for dira. So elas sasayim vuadin pachos. When we say sasayim, it means that the same is true if it were less than sasayim. Kivin shema rov. That as long as it's the rov, then ubiachad emamiut yeshosim beis sasayim. And together with the miut, it's going to be more than beis sasayim. So that was. So then the Shulchan Aruch said that if it's nizra miut, if a minority of the area was planted, nira duhu adin mechzal mechza, minority could be 50-50 also, so then it depended. If it's only sasayim or less that's planted, imein bo ratzalam b'makam azrua, that's a sasayim or less, then mutter. Dein koch b'miut levatal arov shukaf ledira, because the miut is not going to be mevatal the rov, which is hukaf ledira, v'miut atzmo gam in mutter. And that miut is also mutter. Duliye del gabi didein ispatal mechitzos shukfuladira. Gam kein lav midi huda beis sasayim lo tzarech hakefuladira. Because even if legabe itself, it's the mechitzos are batel because it's not for the sake of dira on that area, but it doesn't matter because the beis sasayim or less does not require hakefuladira. So even though you're going to say, no, I look at these ra'im that are less than beis sasayim and I say it's not hukefuladira, well, who cares that it's not hukefuladira? It's less than beis sasayim. Sasayim. It doesn't need to be Hukaf Ladira. But if it's Yoser Mibeis Sasayim, then it's going to be Aser. If the area that you planted is more than Beis Sasayim, then it's going to be Aser L'Talta B'Lekulo. Da'miot Aser, because the area that's planted is Aser, Kivin Sheish Bo Yoser Mibeis Sasayim, and Anita B'lo Hukaf Ladira, because it's Yoser Mibeis Sasayim, it's not Hukaf Ladira. Uzra Mevat Mechitza Shel Dira, V'rov HaKarpiv Gamke Nasar, Mneishu Pasuach Uparitz L'Zram Shum Makam Aser. And the rest of the karpef, which is livable space, is also going to be aser because it is parut to an area that is aser. So to the Zra'im area, which is aser. So to review what we learned today, in Sivches we said that if you already have existing mechitzos that are not hukaf ladira and you build on top of them, you've accomplished nothing, but once the original ones seek into the ground, then it becomes hukaf ladira. However, if you're on a tel and you build on top of the tel, even just on one side, and even just 10 amos, a little more than 10 amos, that does make it hukaf ladira. And then in Siftes we said that if you plant inside a karpef that was not hukaf, that was hukaf ladira, so if you plant trees, it remains hukaf ladira, it's fine. If you planted zra'im, so if it's majority zra'im, then it's not fine. Then the whole thing is going to be aser. If it's a minority of zra'im and a majority of non-planted area, so then it depends. If the zra'im are base sasayim or less, it's mutter. But if the zra'im are more than sasayim, then it's going to be aser. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Se'if Yud. Everyone have a wonderful evening.